You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. Got a bit of a skull rattler for you this morning. That was a new one there from Pete Swanson, former half of long-running noise duo Yellow Swans. He's got a new record coming out on Software. And yes, that track there was called COP, and actually that's going to be the vinyl release of a self-release cassette that he's got on his current European tour. And yeah, we got a whole lot of great stuff like that to follow up. We got some new stuff here from Prurient, Nate Young of Wolf Eyes, Hacks and Cloak, Actors, El Pierre, Three-Legged Race, The Cyclist, Jarmoff, Evan Caminiti, Anthony Child, and a bunch more. Right now we're going to get into one of my all-time favorite noise groups, who have been a little quiet over the last few years, finally getting together to release this great new record on Type. And this is a trio consisting of Robert Beatty, probably best known for some of his artwork on a lot of great kind of underground album releases, most notably, or probably most recognizably, doing the Peaking Lights Lucifer album cover. And he's got a solo project called Three-Legged Race. We'll hear more from that. Hair Police also has Mike Connolly from Wolf Eyes in it, and Trevor Tremaine, who's played with Burning Star Core, among many others. Anyways, on with the show. This is Hair Police on Pop Drones.
Thank you. do you like to party?
Excuse me?
Do you like to party?
CITR and Mint Records present
The Popalines Volume 3 Release Party, Friday, March 8th at Chapel Arts, with performances by
Movie Land, Peace, Gal Grayson, Babysitter, Sleuth, and more.
This nocturnal celebration is the finale of CITR's 2013 fund drive, including a silent auction, two stages, and freshly pressed limited edition copies of our Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Nate Young, probably best known from his work with long-running noise group Wolf Eyes, who apparently have some new releases coming pretty soon. So probably be playing those on the show whenever those drop. Anyways, Nate Young with Blind Corner from his new one-sided LP. It's called Regression Between Worlds, and that was issued on Black Moss Records. Prurient, right before that, with Entering the Water, and that's a split with J.K. Flesh, probably best known as Justin K. Broderick, and probably even better known as his from his work as Godflesh. Anyways, they got a split release there on Hydrahead, and that's going to be the last Hydrahead release for some time. The labels run into some monetary issues, and that looks like to be their last release, at least for the time being. Anyways, right before that was Hair Police with The Crevice from their newest LP, Mercurial Rites, and that's their first full length since about 2010. Great to hear some new stuff from those maniacs. Right now, got a little sneak peek here from the newest one from The Haxan Cloak, British producer. And he's got a new LP on Triangle. It should garner him some new fans. He's kind of been poking around the corners of the sort of dark ambient underground. Anyways, Triangle, bringing him up to the light here. April 30th, we'll see the release of his big day, big label debut there. Big in terms of this kind of music, anyways. So, anyways, this is The Haxan Cloak with The Mirroring Part 2. From his forthcoming LP, Excavation.
3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Neville Clark was born in Kingston, Jamaica in 1959. After studying in Italy, Clark graduated with honors from the Ontario College of Art. His work attempts to encourage black creativity and claims that Canadian women have displayed more strength than men in community ordeals. Clark is a two-time recipient of the A.J. Casson Award, presented each year for outstanding achievement in watercolor painting.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Still listening to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from L. Pierre, formerly known as Lucky Pierre, and that is the solo project of Aidan Moffat, best known as the vocalist of Scottish group Arab Strap. Anyways, he's got a new record under L. Pierre called The Island Come True, just issued on Melodic Records. And that track there was called The Grief That Does Not Speak. Actors right before that with Golden Rabbit from their self-titled LP on Public Information. And Actors is a Chicago duo featuring Brian Case, who used to be in math rock outfit 90 Day Men. And The Hacks and Cloak right before that with The Mirroring Part 2 from his forthcoming LP Excavation, to be released sometime in April there on Triangle Records. Right now we're going to get into Three-Legged Race, which is the solo project of Robert Beattie, who we heard a little earlier in the group Hair Police at the beginning of the show there. Robert Beattie is probably best known for a lot of the artwork that he's done on countless album covers, and most recently doing Peaking Lights, Lucifer's album cover there, which was a bit of an ode to Cluster's Zuckerzeit cover from about 1973. Anyways, he's got a new solo record on Spectrum Spools. It's called Persuasive Barrier, and we're going to hear a song of the same name. Thank you.
International Village Mall and the Children's Wish Foundation are hosting a Children's Festival Talent Contest. Saturday, February 16th at the International Village Mall in Vancouver. Contestants aged 6 to 12 display their talents in music, theater, dance, magic, martial arts, maybe even some yodeling. For more information, visit internationalvillagemall.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was taken from Jar Moth's newest 12-inch on Pan Records. That was just a bit of an excerpt from the A-side. The Cyclist before that, from his forthcoming record, to be released as a co-release between Stone's Throw and Leaving Records. That will be released on March 26th. The record's called Bones in Motion, and the track that we heard there is called Reels. And Lucky Pierre, also known as L. Pierre, right before that, with The Island Come True, with The Grief That Does Not Speak from his record, The Island Come True, released on Melodic Records. Right now we're going to get into somewhat of a lengthy piece here. We're just going to play about 10 minutes of it. This is Evan Caminiti from his split release on preservation tapes. And on the flip side is actually J.D. Emanuel, sort of a new age synth guy from the 70s who's been going through a bit of a renaissance recently, having one of his great records reissued. And he's come out with some new music. We'll play his side probably in the next couple weeks here, but we're going to play Evan Caminiti's portion of it. He is one half of Barn Owl. All you Big Drone fans out there should know that. And this is part of an ongoing series being done by Preservation with an older musician and a newer one getting together and splitting a release. Pimmin and Deep Magic doing one other tape, and Lauren Connors and Chris Forsyth on another. Probably play some more of those as they are released, but this is the first one here. Anyways, this is Evan Caminiti with Tucson in the Rain, 2049. Thank you. You've been listening to the Pop Drones Show. We got the Student Hour coming up next in about 6 or 7 minutes. That last track that we heard there was Evan Caminiti, who's known as one half of Drone Duo based out of San Francisco, Barn Owl. And he's got a new split release with sort of a cult figure, synth wizard J.D. Emmanuel, released on Preservation. That was a little excerpt from his side of the tape. And we're going to hear one more piece here from Anthony Child, probably best known under his moniker Surgeon, doing a lot of sort of industrial techno. We've played him plenty on the show in the past. Over the last 16 years, he's been doing a lot of sound art on his own, and most of it remains unreleased. NNA Tapes will be issuing a sort of a collage that he's put together for them, and it's called The Space Between People and Things. And we're going to hear a little section of it here to end things off. This is sort of a bit of a sneak peek. It's out in just a few days, next week, March 5th. It'll be out. Got a peek of it here. Pop Drones on next week for the CITR Fun Drive. Hopefully we'll have a little prize pack to give away for that for some donors. And we'll be pounding the oral pavement for your cash next week. Anthony Child ending things off here for Pop Drones this week. Stay tuned for the Student Hour on CITR 101.9. Thank you for listening.
And good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Welcome. It is 11:30, and it is time for the very first episode of Smart People.